by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Thursday, October 9th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it today. We are excited. We've got so many things happening this Saturday. We also have an event coming up on October the 19th. Sunday, October 19th, the Sheboygan County Republican Party is having their Reagan Day dinner at Mona Lisa's there in Mackinac City. If you're interested in attending this event, they're going to have great food. The keynote speaker is Tudor Dixon. Congressman Jack Bergman is allegedly confirmed to come, as well as his primary challenger, Justin Michael. State Senator John DeMoose. Going to be a big event, great time. Text me CCRP, Sheboygan County Republican Party. This is going to be a fantastic, absolutely fantastic event. And I need you guys to text me CCRP. I'll send you the flyer. You can get a hold of Allison. Get the tickets in advance. They need a head count for food. Absolutely looking forward to you guys joining us at this event. I plan on attending. Not quite sure if Miss Vicky's going to come, but it is going to be a blast. One of the things that we're looking at, and one of the things I think that people need to understand, the process that is happening in these venues across northern Michigan. We have a small event center pavilion, outdoor capabilities for roughly up to about 2,500 people at the Iron Pig South location. That's in southern part of Gaylord, just south of town. We then have another venue capability in Farwell, Michigan. Now, they have a unique situation there, which we are going to be at this Saturday. Gates open at 4. Tours are going to be at 5. 2 live bands starting at 7 in Farwell, Michigan. With the airplane hangar closed, indoors heated throughout the winter, they can do an event up to basically 1,000 people. Starting this spring, summer, it's going to go up to potentially 40,000 people. Outdoor venue, concerts, political events, whatever we need to do. So I'm excited. Very excited. This is going to be phenomenal. One of the things that you need to do is be made aware of these venues, what we're able to do with these venues, and then share the information with others so that they know that they can have events there and we can put on these absolute fantastic events heading into next year. We're excited. We want you guys to know about it. Text me anything you want about Liberty Mountain for this Saturday. Just text me LM and I'll send you the information. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Dell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Largest outdoor event and concert venue in North America. Liberty Mountain, USA in Farwell, Michigan. Saturday, October 11th. Gates open at 4. Tours start at 5. Live concerts with two bands will start at 7. There'll be food and drinks available. Come party for free and see this unbelievable outdoor venue. Liberty Mountain, USA is located at 1001 Mott Mountain Road, Farwell, Michigan. In beautiful Clare County. See you there.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. Going back to MERS News Service, Lansing. Payroll tax cuts for new jobs may become Michigan's next big business incentive tool. House Speaker Matt Hall said on Tuesday afternoon he's open to working with the governor on something that's been a part of her economic development wish list since early 2024. The Higher Michigan program. The plan would be to give away payroll tax exemptions to businesses creating new jobs here in our state. Hall's goal was to repeal the now defunded Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve Fund law, as well as eliminate the Michigan Economic Growth Authority program once and for all. That's where the Higher Michigan program would step in, as far as Hall is concerned. Speaker said, I'm committed to working with the governor and trying to do something before the end of this year that would eliminate MEGA and comes up with something that can help Michigan compete, truly compete, with other states. We can't do this anymore where we're just writing checks to people up front. Hall said he's committed to working with the governor to try to do something in terms of economic development before the end of the year. He imagines that it will be both discontinuing the mega tax credit program, which committed long-term refundable tax credits during the Great Recession to keep auto jobs in the state, and still helping Michigan compete with other states. But it allows us to make great deals that actually will perform providing jobs for the taxpayers. Higher Michigan would stand for high wage incentive for regional employment programs, basically rebranding former Republican Governor Rick Snyder's Good Jobs for Michigan program. Snyder era program was first used back in July of 2018, where they awarded Pfizer, a major biopharmaceutical company, up to $10.5 million in payroll tax exemptions to develop new jobs in Kalamazoo. The program had a legal sunset the end of 2019. Whitmer brought up the idea of reigniting the Good Jobs for Michigan business incentives during her State of the State address in January of 2024. Then, for some reason, she either forgot about it or it was not a priority. Well, this is another example. Under Governor Rick Snyder's version, allowing tax dollars to be captured by major corporate players like KLA Corporation, semiconductor manufacturer, and they even used it with the Ford Motor Company. However, Whitmer instead suggested it should target second stage businesses, those that have survived their startup phase and now ready to hire more folks. She called for companies to be able to keep payroll taxes for new employees again January of this year. She made those statements while talking at the Detroit Auto Show. Well, the address came as a pleasant surprise to Senate Majority Floor Leader Sam Singh, Democrat of East Lansing. He actually sponsored a payroll tax cut program last term with Senator Mary Kavanaugh, Democrat of Redford. Under their bills, incentives would be offered to companies creating at least 250 new jobs at or above 150% of the Prosperity's region median wage, or at least 25 jobs above 175% of the Prosperity region's average wage. means a maximum award would be capped at 10 years, designating from the state $125 million in total to be captured annually. Well, however, the designated amount money for Higher Michigan could grow if it didn't reach $125 million. What's left over would then roll over to the next calendar year. Well, Senate Appropriations Chair Sarah Anthony responded saying, "We are at a very different place now based on the fact that we have done such a robust road plan. We trimmed back many of the state's programs and our workforce." When asked if doing a Higher Michigan program is possible now, "It has to work for our financial realities," said Anthony. She said she wants to make sure people continue to know that Michigan is a competitive state for business, but it has to work for everyday Michiganders as well. Everyday Michiganders, just, you know, us regular folks. This budget does nothing to create jobs for working class everyday Michiganders. Well, Brian Kelly, Lieutenant Governor under Rick Snyder and current President of the Small Business Association of Michigan, SBAM, someone who wasn't thrilled about the return of the Higher Michigan proposal. Kelly spoke yesterday expressing frustrations that Michigan will not be matching federal tax incentives in the form of large deduction for eligible expenses that was provided for in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. In order to ensure Michigan has money for the new $1.85 billion road funding plan, legislators approved decoupling Michigan from the federal tax incentives instead of implementing, mirroring them here in Michigan. There's nothing to take a look at other than the comments that were made in the press conference. This really isn't a proposal on the table for anybody to review. But I think if we were to go back and look at it, I think you're really interested in seeing effective economic development. Well, the best place to start would be to give federal tax breaks here at the state level as well. Well, around 3:50 in the morning on Friday, after the budgets were passed, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brink said she would like the legislature, with a Republican-led House, Democratic-controlled Senate, to be able to be more productive this remaining calendar year. In remarks that were featured in the MERS Monday podcast, she said there hasn't been much appetite for trying to pass each other's bills. "We have to have a willingness to give a go at that again," said Brinks. "I think we have proven that there are times we can work together, but it can be a difficult process. So I'm not going to hold my breath, but I will cross my fingers." So we'll see where this idea goes. Economic development, giving employers the ability to keep their employees that they hire their payroll taxes, not submitting them to Lansing. That way the companies, the businesses, could keep that tax dollars right there in-house and use it to hire more people. Supposedly, that's the plan. Well, getting back to pork barrel spending, The fiscal year budget signed on Tuesday includes 200 legislative earmarks valued at $275.4 million, far less than the $2 billion they spent in special projects in the fiscal year 2024 budget. That's when the state was flush with federal China virus money. Well, cutting back on legislative pork was a high priority for the House Speaker Matt Hall and the Republican caucus. They partook in some spending, but not nearly as much as they had in the last couple of years. Also, unlike prior years, the public got a look as to who was getting what ahead of time, even though it was only just a few hours ahead in the Senate side. The Mackinac Center calculates its local project award slightly different because they're looking at the total number of dollars. They came up with $360 million. However, the upshot of it all, far less than the $2 billion they did just a couple of years ago. Earlier in the week, before the budget was signed, the Detroit News reported $462 million in 153 earmarks, but some of that included spending grants. For example, $250 million went to the RX Kids Mother-Infant Program, which was run out of Michigan State University. So there's all kinds of numbers being tossed around depending on how you look at whether it's actual earmark spending or whether it's grants. The bottom line, Labor of Economic Opportunity said their portion contained in the omnibus spending bill came in at $81 billion total for the total budget. Nearly all the items were included in a Senate document released hours before the chamber passed the budget. James Holman from the Mackinac Center questioned whether a lawsuit filed by a free market think tank in Midland had something to do with these changes. The Mackinac Center argues that any budget with local earmarks must be passed with two-thirds support in order to adhere to a constitutional requirement contained in Article 4, Section 30. For all spending, public money or property for local or private purposes, Mackinac Center has legally challenged other portions of the bill's passage of earmark. So who got what? How much did they get and where's the money going to go? Well, we're going to talk about that on the other side of the bottom of the hour news break. Second half of hour number two, we'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source.